The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parshas are Behar and Behukesai. The beginning of Parshas Behar states, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Behar Sinai lemor." Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, saying, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amart alehem ki sevou el ha'oretz asher ani nosein lochem." Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, "When you come into the land which I will give you, b'shofso oretz Shabbos Hashem." And the land shall rest a resting period to Hashem. Sheish shonim tizra sodecho, v'sheish shonim tizmor karmecho, yosaftes tvuoso. For 6 years you shall plant your fields, and you shall plant your vineyards, and you shall gather in your crops. V'ashona hashvis, Shabbos Shabboson yelo oretz. And on the 7th year, it shall be a year of resting for the land. Hashem to Hashem, sot chalei sizro, v'chan v'chalei sizmor. Shall not plant your fields or your vineyards. And then the Torah goes into detail. We are not allowed to work the fields, to plant the fields, to harvest the fields, or to harvest even what grows on its own. But, however, the land will be free to all. Oyse Shabbos Oris Lochem Laochlo, to everyone, to you, Lechol, Al Abdecho, Lamosecho, to you, your servants, your maidservants, Leschircho, Leseshovcho, Agori Mimoch. And you must allow everyone to come and take from whatever grows in the land, and to the animals, the land will be Hefker. So this is the halacha of what is known as Shvis, the 7th year, or Shmitas Karka. And then there's another halacha which is brought, V'safalt halacha sheva Shabbos shonim sheva shonim sheva pomim. You shall count 7 Shmitas, 7 times this. And then, V'hoyu halacha yemei sheva Shabbos shonim teisha v'arboim shona. And then you will end the 7th Shmita with the ending of the 49th year. And then on the 50th year, V'avarte shofa trua b'chodesh ha'shvi ve'osa l'chodesh b'yem ha'kippurim taviru shofa b'chol arzachem v'kidashtem eishnas ha'chamishim shon. The 50th year shall be sanctified. So actually then there's 2 shmitas concurrently. In 2 shmitas, one after the other. Then the Torah says a little later, V'chiseimru manechal b'shona ha'shvis. People will ask, what will we eat on the 7th year? Hein le'nizra v'le'nesav est v'oseinu. We do not plant and we do not gather in our crops. The 7th year we do not plant, so we will not have an 8th year either. Because we only can start planting at the beginning of the 8th year. So it'll only come up later towards the end of the 8th year. V'tzivisi es b'yechosi lachem b'shona ha'shishish v'osas ha'tfu l'shlei shonim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you my bracha. The 6th year will be so bountiful, it will hold you over during all those years, and even when there are the 2 Shemitahs and the year of the other, one after the other. There's a Medrash in Medrash Tehillim in which is on the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel Pasuk Chof, and the Medrash is found in Yalkut Shmoni Simen Tov Tov Samach. Part of the Medrash is also brought in Medrash Shechatov Mizma Kuf Gimel. This Medrash was shown to me by my son Reb Avrom, where he saw it in the Sefer from the late Agon Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Bir Rosh Yeshiva, where he brings this actually in two sichos, one in Chelek Aleph of his Sefer, Parshas Bechukesai, and one in Chelek Gimel in Parshas Behar. And the Medrash says as follows. Well, firstly, the Pasuk says, which the Medrash is going on, Baruch Hu Hashem Malochov Gibore Keach Eise Devorei. Bless Hashem, his angels, and those with great strength who fulfill his words, his word. Lishmaya Bekol Devorei, and who listen to his word. This is what the pasuk, what the sentence says in Tehillim. Now the Medrash is dealing with two problems on this pasuk. It states that it's commanding to bless Hashem. The angels should do this, and the Gibore Keach, those with great strength, the warriors. Right? Who are the angels? We could say that we're referring to actual angels. And who are the Gibore Keach? Who are those with great strength? Then there's a second problem in the Medrash. It states, Osei Devorei, Lishmea Bekol Devorei. Those who fulfill his word, and those who listen to his word. Firstly, it should say those who listen and then fulfill, because generally we listen first to see what we are commanded, and then we will fulfill. So these are the two problems that the Medrash is dealing with. The Medrash says as follows. Omar Rabbi Shmuel says, "B'shoa she'akdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma." When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah on Har Sinai, and first they said nasa, and then they said nishma. Now this is referring to the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, after the giving of the Torah on the sixth day of Sivan, which was in Shavuos, which is coming up soon, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Moshe came to Klal Yisrael, and this was right before the giving of the Torah. Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikra Bo'oznei Ha'om. He took the Torah and he read it while the nation was listening. And he wanted to know, are they prepared to accept it or not? Va'emru kol asher diber Hashem naseh v'nishmo. And they said, whatever Hashem wants us to do, we will do. Now nishmo, the Targum says, nekabel. We will do and we will accept. What it means is an unconditional acceptance. They said it's not necessary to tell us what is in the Sefer Torah, but whatever is in the Sefer Torah, it's not necessary to explain us the mitzvahs, but whatever the mitzvahs are, kol asher dibar Hashem, nase v'nishma, we are prepared to commit ourselves to and to accept. A total commitment, a total acceptance. So Omer Bishmul, Bishor Sheikdimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said that, Yotso Basko, a voice from heaven came down, the Omru Lehem, and said to them, Bonai, mi gilo lochem rose, Shemalachi Hashoris Mishtam Shimbei. Who told my children that this secret, the secret which my angels use. Diksiv Borchu Hashem Malochem Gibore Keach, Ese Dvorai, Lishmaya El Dvorai. Beresha Ose, Bohod Lishmaya. It's the angels who do whatever I command them, and they are prepared to do and to commit themselves even before they know what the command is going to be. This is the way of the angels. So a voice from heaven came down and said, who taught Klal Yisrael this? When Moshe was coming down and he was prepared to tell them just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding from them, they said, Naseh V'Nishma. We will do and we accept. It's not necessary for you to go into detail. Whatever is in the Sefer Torah, we are prepared to do. In other words, I say Dvorei, Lishmaya Bekol Dvorei. We accept it, and we'll hear later what he wants from us. This is the secret of the angels. This Divrei Chazal, the statement from the sages, is also brought in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Omer Aleph, and then the Gemara elaborates further. But there, Rashi says as follows: Muchonim Laseis Kedem Shiyishmu. We are prepared to do whatever you tell us, even before we hear what you want. And not like other servants, Shishomim Tchila Esadover Leida Im Yecholin Lekablon Aleihem Im Lav. When it comes to other servants, you ask them or you tell them what to do. First, they want to hear what you want them to do, and then they'll tell you if they will or not. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos adds to this, amongst other things, it adds this story. It says, Ahut Stoki. There was this, the Stokim were a certain sect that denied Torah. The Chazi L'Rova, the Komayim B'Shmaitzo. He saw Rova, who was sitting and learning, and he was concentrating very deeply in the Gemara. V'yasva et boso didei to say Kara. And his hand was under his leg. And while he was concentrating so deeply, he didn't realize that he was pushing his hand into the bench, and there must have been something sharp there. And he was cutting his hand, and it was bleeding. And he didn't realize it. So the tzedoki said, Omalei ama pizziso, you are a wild nation. Dikad miso pumaicho la adonaicho. And that's why this wildness showed up at Sinai, when you let your mouth speak before your ears heard. Since you don't go and say, yes, we're prepared to do, and you don't know what you're supposed to do. He says, first, akati b'chuzasaicho kamaiso. You still have that wildness, I see. Because here you're sitting and learning, and you're cutting your hand, and you don't even realize what you're doing. First you should have told Meisha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's hear what you want us to do. And after he would have taught you the entire Torah, then you could tell him and tell Meisha and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we can accept or not. This is what this individual told Rava. On that, Rava answered. And Rava said, Omalei, Anan disaginon bishleimusha. We who walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in totality. Rashi says, what does it mean in totality? Hisalachnu imai bitum leiv, kederech ha'osi me'avo. We walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. Like someone that does something because of love. And therefore we are 100% confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to put something on our shoulders that we cannot carry. So therefore we didn't have anything to worry about. He told us he wants us to fulfill the Torah. We said yes. We didn't know what was in the Torah. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give us mitzvahs, he's not going to give us commands that we are not capable of fulfilling or that it's not good for us to fulfill. So we walk with love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We walk in totality with him. So on here, on this, it's Ksibon, he quotes a posik from Mishle, Yud Aleph, Tumas Yishorim Tanchem. Those who walk straight and with fullness of heart with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, it's brought there that they're not Deirish Asidus. They don't always wonder what's going to be in the future. And they want to know what will be later and what will be then, and what if this and what if not. And they go to all types of fortune tellers and prophets and whatnot to get all kinds of answers. Now, it says, Tomim tia im Hashem alakecha. Don't worry about the future. You do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says with a fullness of heart, and he'll take care of you. So Tumas Yishorim, Shlomo HaMelech said, those who walk with fullness of heart with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tanchem, then he will lead them in a straight path. If you walk in a straight path, if you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, Tanchem, then he will lead you on a straight path. Hanoch Inshe. But he said, you people, this is what he told the Tzedoki. He says, you people, that the Sagein Balilusa, that you walk a crooked path. You're always trying to deviate here and deviate here and do this here like that and that. Ksibuhu. On them it's written, and this is the safe of the crow. This is the end of the posuk. By them it's written, "B'selef bodim yishodem," that the crookedness of those who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who do not trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be their downfall. So this is what he answered this person. He said, "We're not a wild people. We walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu just with a full trust, just like someone trusts someone where there's a strong bond of love between them. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead us in such a path. You people that do not trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore you're always deviating, you're always plotting, right? You're always trying to go off to the right or go off to the left, or go up or go down, you will go in a crooked path, and this will be your ultimate destruction. This is what Rava answered the Tzedoki. Now, so the explanation in what the Medrash is bringing out is, Baruch Hashem, you shall bless Hashem, and first we're speaking to the Malochov, to the angels. And the angels are the ones who are Eise Dvorei, Lishmoi Bekol Dvorei. They do first, they commit themselves first, and then they hear what they have to be committed to. But the chidush, what is unique, is this is by an angel. Because an angel, he has to do. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands, he has to do. But people, just because Hashem commands, they don't have to do. They can wait to hear what the command is and decide whether they should do it or not, if it's too difficult or if it's not. This is why B'shoh she'gdimo nase l'nishma, that on Har Sinai, when they told Moshe, whatever is written in the Torah, you don't have to tell us about it. We accept it. So a baskol came down, a voice from heaven, which said, Mi gilo lebonai rose, who taught to my children this secret? Loshin shemishtamshin be malachi ashores, that they are speaking like the angels. That before you tell them what they have to do, they commit themselves totally to do it. This is a level of angels and even more, because by the human beings they don't have to do it. They could answer that, look, I can't make a commitment and I'm not prepared to do something when I don't know what it is. And this comes because they walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in total trust and in total love. This explains to us Malachi. Now comes the second question. The Pasuk said, it said, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov and Gibore Keach. Let the angels bless Hashem and the Gibore Keach, and those with enormous strength. Now who are the ones with enormous strength? And that the Medrash continues. Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcho Omar, Elu Shem Reshvis. These are the ones who keep the mitzvah of Shvis, of the seventh year. Why? B'neig Sheba Elam, Odom Ose Mitzvah Le'yem Echod, Shabbos Echod, Le'chodesh Echod. Generally, a person has to do a mitzvah. He does it for an hour. He does it for 2 hours. He does it for a day. A mitzvah of Yantif he keeps for a week, even a month. But to do a mitzvah for a full year, and here a farmer, where his whole parnosa comes from his land, and he invests fortunes of money and of labor and of time and energy into his land, and now he sits and watches that his land is fallow and he does nothing about it, and his vineyard is fallow and he does nothing about it. And not only that, but it's hefker. Everybody comes onto his fields and takes what they want. Generally a farmer would go for his gun in such a situation. And he does nothing about it. And for a whole year. He says, where do you find such a thing? How is that possible? Yesh lecha gibor chaya gadol mizeh. Have you ever seen someone who's stronger than this? This is an enormous strength. This is a combination of enormous trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we said, if we don't plant and we don't take care of our vineyard, manaucha, what are we going to eat? And not only of enormous strength, but of not only of enormous trust, but of enormous strength. Vishonu Rabbi Seinu, Ezehu Gibor, Hakevish Hashitzrei. This is what our rabbi meant when they said, who is the real Gibor? Who is the enormously strong person, the warrior? Someone who can conquer his own desires. And how can there be not greater desires than this at a whole year? Every day he has to sit and watch his field deteriorate and watch his field go down, and people come and take what they want. And he's silent. This is what is meant, Baruch Hu Hashem Malochov, that the angels bless Hashem, and Gibore Keach, and these strong warriors, bless Hashem. Now, they are greater than the angels, because the angels do not have a Yetzirah. So it's easy. Whatever Hashem commands, they do. But these people do not only have to have an enormous trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they see it constantly right in front of their eyes. So they have to have enormous strength. Nishmaya b'kol dvorei. They are prepared to do even before they hear exactly what they have to do.
Actually, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in dealing with this Medrash, he brings out a very important point. He says at the Har Sinai, who were the generation that received the Torah? This was the Dor HaMidbar. This was the Dor that went out of Egypt. This was a great generation. So they came to the level of Nasa V'Nishma. Whatever you tell us, we're prepared to do. But when it comes to the Shemitah, who is it demanded from to keep the seventh year fallow? Every Jew, every farmer, not speaking of necessarily great, great people. So from here we see the greatness of Klal Yisrael. But even the simple people were able to come to this level. And this is the level which is even higher than Malachim, the Gibori Keach. This denotes, like Rashi tells us, why is a Jew able to do this? And why was he able to do this? Because he places his full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like two people that have a strong bond of love between each other, where one totally trusts the other, and whatever one says to the other to do, it doesn't concern them to think that what he is telling me to do can be harmful. And therefore, they do it. And the strong bond of love, this is a kesher, this is a bond. And this shows, because Klal Yisrael is on a very high level, and they're bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this cannot be demanded from the other nations of the world, because they're not on that level. Actually, the Gemara brings that when a Jew does a mitzvah, even if he says that I want to do this mitzvah because someone is very sick and perhaps if I do the mitzvah it'll be a schus for him. So he learns, he davens, he gives tzedakah. Even if that mitzvah does not seem to help that person, he doesn't retract the mitzvah. He did it. He did the mitzvah. But it's stated by Shar Umes, by other nations of the world, there Shlema Melech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever they ask, when they do a mitzvah and they ask for something, give it to them. They bring a sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdosh and they bring it to Hashem, and with it they ask for a favor. Shlema Melech said, give it to them. Because by a Jew, whether you give it to him or not, it's still a mitzvah. He still trusts you. But by the other nations of the world, if they do not get what they ask for, then they say, we shouldn't have never done the mitzvah. What worth was the mitzvah? And the achteya al lemafreya, they back up from what they did, because they do not have that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so such mitzvahs cannot be demanded from other nations of the world. Actually, this is even relevant to Shabbos itself, because by Shabbos also you have to be a gibore keach. A person has a shop, he's got a business. To close it on Shabbos is not easy. He could be making panoso. Perhaps this is the reason why there's a halacha that a non-Jew is not supposed to keep Shabbos. It could be because this is something which is way beyond him. Excuse me 1 minute. In this subject of bitachon, to place one's trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Manau says as follows. In Sefer Mishlei,
Perigimel Posuk He. Shlema Melech wrote, Bitach El Hashem Bechol Libecho, Be'al Binosko Al Tishoein. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your entire heart, and do not rely on your own wisdom. It's not referring to someone that does something without wisdom. The Maral says, whatever we do in this world, we have to do with all of the wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. He says, a person does something in this world, he has to use a seichel. He has to have a strategy. It has to be well planned and well organized. This is how he must conduct his life. This is how he must conduct his business. This is how he must conduct his relationships. Because we're not allowed to rely on miracles, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mind and intelligence to use. But once you make your strategy, you map out your plan, and you do it, then you have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all of the time we see, the best plans can fail. The failure or the success of the plan is left to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you must do your part. But then with a tefillah, with a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives your actions success and that they prosper. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said, B'tach el Hashem b'chol levavecho. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. Ve'albinoska al tishoein, and do not rely on your own abilities and your own intelligence and wisdom. When you do it, you have to use all of your abilities. But how many people use all of their abilities and not succeed, whatever they're trying to do? Then you have to be mispallah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give bracha to your maisa, to your maisim, to your deeds. The actually a similarity to this we find in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, Parshas Ekev and Devorim Ches. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. There, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling the people that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and I give you great bracha and great wealth, and then it's human nature that you will say, look what I did. Look what I did with my strength. Look what I did with my intelligence. Look what I did with my abilities. Look what I built up. You shall remember as Hashem Elokecha. Remember your God. Even though you built it up, with all of your talents and with all of your abilities, But he is the one who gave you the success. He gave you the talents, he gave you the abilities, and he gave the bracha into it that it should succeed. So do not attribute it to your own talents. But it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Targum says there, Hu yohiv locha eitza lemitnei nixim bidil lekaima yos kaima. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who puts the ideas in your mind. He tells you when to buy and when to sell. That's what the Targum brings, you see. So, when a person sits down and he uses his mind and he maps out a strategy that this is what I should buy now and this is what I should sell now, and it succeeds, yes, it was your strategy, your chokhmah, but who put the idea in your head? This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Go with your chokhmah, but rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is the one who is guiding it. Now, this reliance, that one has to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the underlying principle of trust, reliance. And this causes two fruits. Firstly, this gives strength to a person. Not only a psychological strength, but this gives a person strength in reality when he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? If a person has a support, he's leaning on something. If he leans on something which is fragile, he's not very strong. If he leans on something which is strong, a rock, then he's very strong. If a person relies on himself or relies on other people, he's using supports for himself which are very weak. And he cannot be any stronger than that which is supporting him. So therefore he's very weak. If he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzur Eilomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rock of the world. There can be nothing stronger than to lean on and to rely on. Then he becomes strong. He becomes a pillar of strength. So therefore, he gives a person strength. And this is what the Gemara in Brachas brings out. There's a Gemara in Brachas in Daf Samech Omer Aleph. It states, Ahu Talmido, Abi Shokel Ba'olze Abasfei Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Biesi. There was a disciple, and he was walking in the marketplace after Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Biesi. Chazio, the Komafachid. And Rabbi Shmuel, who was walking with someone else, looked back and he saw that this Talmud, this disciple, was trembling. He was full of pachad, full of fear and tremble. Omalei chatorat. So he said to him, this is a sign that you're a chater, that you're a sinner. V'ksiv pach tu b'tzion chatoi. He saw that if a person is trembling, if he's full of a terror, this is a weakness in a person. A strong vessel doesn't shake in the wind. It's the weak vessel that does. And this means that he doesn't have strong support. He's not relying on a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's relying on things weaker. And this creates a weakness in oneself. Then he said, but k'siv asher yod mefachet tomin. There's a pasuk that states, fortunate is the person who always is afraid. Now, ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv, that's only when it comes to the learning of Torah. When one learns Torah, there he always has to worry. He has to worry that he's forgetting his Torah. And the reason for that is because we are all considered like broken vessels when it comes to Torah. Because Torah is so far beyond us that if we do not constantly worry about it, we will forget it. That's why it states, Kosho ke kesev vizov liknais v'neach lishtabib kiskuchis. Torah is as difficult to acquire as gold and silver,
and it's as easy to break as glass. See, gold and silver is difficult to acquire, but once you have it, it won't break. But Torah, even when you have it, if you don't worry about it, it can break like crystal. Because it's, you're always holding on to it with your fingertips. And that's why Rashi says, "Umitecha chesed tomid." We have to worry about Torah all the time, a productive worry that makes us constantly reviewing it over and over. Otherwise, we'll forget it. But when it comes to other things, there we have to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's the rock. And if you have that to rely on, then there's not what to worry. And if you are worrying more than reasonable, that shows that you're not relying on Him. So that is a sign of a chet. Then the Gemara brings another case. Yehudi bar Nosan habishokel lozu basayid Rabam Nuna. Yehuda the son of Nosan, he was walking behind Rabam Nuna. Chazitoko mistanek. He saw that he gave out a groan of anxiety. He also was worrying. Amale yisurim boy koboya hu gaber lasuya nafshe. He says, this person is inviting trouble to himself. He's inviting trouble, he's inviting sufferings to himself. So the Maral explains the same way. Because if a person is strong, then winds can't affect him. When you rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then his strength becomes your strength. Then winds won't affect you. The winds of the world will just glance off of you. But if a person is weak, which means that he's not relying on the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's relying on something far weaker, this creates a weakness in himself. And a weak tree can get damaged and injured by strong winds. So that's why he said, this person is inviting, heaven forbid, Yisurim upon himself. In other words, fear, heaven forbid, fear of disaster can invite disaster. Well, confidence and trust that disaster will not happen, protects one against disaster. So this is not just a psychological exercise, but it's a reality. That's one fruit that comes from reliance in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Maral writes, there's another fruit that comes from it, even greater. He says it's possible that if someone is not deserving of a certain good thing to happen to him, but he places his full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring this to him, this good thing. And he says, even if, let's say, it's totally out of the realm of his mazel, it can come to him. The full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help bring it to him. Why? Because we said that a full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this total reliance, mishanto, where you lean totally on him, creates a bond. And if you bond yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're elevating yourself to great heights. In other words, many times the height of the person is in proportion to how much trust he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if he has a little trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this means he's not relying on him, he's not leaning on him. He hasn't used him as a refuge. So then he's far from him. But if he totally puts himself on him, and he uses him as a refuge, and as a reliance, now he's elevating himself to Hashem, and he's bonding himself to Hashem. And when a person is elevated so high, so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the source of all brocha. So from here will come brocha. And this is even beyond one's mazel. It's like if you have a fire, it's impossible to come close to the fire without enjoying its warmth. So the bitachon that a person has, the reliance that the person has, both measures the closeness that a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings the fruits to the person of such a closeness. That's why it states, Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, ki beko Hashem tzur elomim. Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adei ad refers to forever, without a shield, without any limitations. There are all of us people that will commit themselves, but they have their conditions. They will dedicate themselves, but conditional dedication. They will show loyalty, but conditional loyalty. Well, then you won't get too far with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that what was the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Lech techa acharai b'minbor be'eretz le'zarua. You came after me in the desert to a barren wilderness where you could not have possibly relied on your own abilities for survival, but you relied totally on me. It was an unconditional loyalty. So Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, place your dedication, your loyalty, and your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any conditions. If it's without any conditions, then this elevates a person all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's it, then you go beyond this world and the next world. Because Bekor Hashem Tzur Elomim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His name created both worlds. And then no matter how restricted you might be in this world, you will be able to benefit from the goodness of the higher worlds. And that's the same which is meant, HaBeteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisei B'Benu. He who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed will surround him. Now firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is not like our Chesed. See, we do a Chesed, we do a kindliness, but with a shear, with a limit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is unlimited. But what does it mean, Chesed Yisei B'Benu? Chesed will surround you. Many times something will come to us from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. These are all limitations. It's like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, he said to Abraham, I gave him Eretz Yisrael, but there were boundaries. To Yitzchak, I gave him Eretz Yisrael, a larger portion, but again with boundaries. But to Yaakov, I didn't place any limitations. Nachalo beli mitzorim. It was an inheritance without boundaries. Yisovaveno means that if someone has true reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, his goodness, Yisovaveno, from all sides, without any limitations whatsoever. There can't be a greater bracha than that. So chesed, the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely a psychological exercise. But from this, it brings forth firstly the fruits of strength, because you have who to lean on, who to support you. And secondly, it brings through to the person the fruits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas and goodness, because you are bonding yourself to Him in the highest heights. One final point, and that is, but we must understand that not everything that we think is good is necessarily good for us. Many times we ask the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all our hearts, you must give me this, you must give me this, and it doesn't happen, and we think, well, I wasn't good enough for it. It could be just to the contrary. You were too good for it. What you asked for wasn't good for you, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did you the biggest favor by not giving it to you. See, not necessarily everything that we think is good It could be that if you didn't have such trust, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given it to you. And the Gemara brings this out in Brachas Daf Samach Sof Amud Beis. And this was Rabbi Kiva's Mida. The Gemara brings Amar Avuna Amar Rav Mishum Rameya V'chein Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva. This is what Rav said in the name of Rameya, and this was also taught by Rabbi Kiva. La'olam, la'olam, yehi odem rogel leimer, called the avdin mitshamaya letav avdin. A person must teach himself always to say that what happens to him, if it's from heaven, then letav avdin, it's for the good. Even though to us it might not seem to be good, he must teach himself to say it's the good. Now, that's only though, if it comes from heaven. How do we know where it's coming from? We have to examine if it came from heaven or if we caused it to ourselves. Unfortunately, there's many, many things, misfortunes, that we can't blame heaven for. We can't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See? A person smokes, and one day, heaven forbid, the doctor tells him he has cancer. A person can't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. I mentioned recently that they are now saying that 60, 70, 75% of all serious diseases in the world could be eliminated purely by people practicing good health, without surgery, without medications, without everything. They're self-inflicted. Person drives when he's drunk, can't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu what happened. A person speeding. So that's not kol ma de'ovid, he can't sin, and heaven forbid disaster happens, he can't say, well, it's for the good. That's not mishamayim. But when we do something, and something happens which is totally not linked to our actions, totally beyond our control, so it didn't come from us. So what do we say? Usually if it's good, we say, oh, wonderful muscle. If it doesn't seem to be good, we say, schlechte muscle, didn't have good muscle. Rabbi Kiva said, no. He said, whatever happens to a person in those circumstances, he must teach himself to say, "Kol da'avdin mishamaya letav avdin." If it's happened not because of you, you could not have directed it differently or controlled it differently, then it's for the good. Ki hod Rebbe Kiva ava ozel b'urcha. Rebbe Kiva was traveling. V'havi ba'adei chamura v'tanagole v'shargo. He took with him his donkey. He took with him a rooster. And he took with him a menorah, see, candlesticks, a lantern. The donkey was to ride. The candlesticks were for light. What was the rooster for? Rashi says the rooster was his alarm clock, because the rooster would wake him up when it would be dawn, or just before dawn. Motelahai duchta, he came to a city, Boishpizo, so he looked for a place to sleep. Veloyavele, they wouldn't give him. They were all booked out. He couldn't find any bed and breakfast place. All booked out. Looked and looked. The whole town, see, it was booked up. So generally in such a situation, we would be very upset. Got the whole family in the car. Nightfall's coming. You don't have a place to stay. So he said, Roma called Avdin Mishmai Latab. Whatever heaven does, it wasn't his fault. Whatever heaven does, it's for the good. Also, Bas Bedabro. So he decided that the only thing he could do was camp out. So he went into the woods outside of the city, and he made a campsite for himself. In the middle of the night, Osa Aye Ochle Lechamre. In the middle of the night, a lion came and ate up his donkey. Also, Shundra Ochle Tanagula. And a wild cat came and ate up his rooster. Also, Ziko Kavi Lesharga. And there was a big wind and storm, and it blew out his lamp. So now we really would have kicked. He said, Omar called the Abdin Min Shemaya the Tabakdin. He says, whatever happens from heaven, it's for the good. The next morning he found out that Belaila also Gaiso, that night, while he was sleeping, a army of bandits overran the city. Shavya Lamasha. They looted, they plundered, and they took away the people as slaves. See, he said, had the donkey brayed, they would have found him. Had the rooster made noise, they would have found him. Had his lamp been on, they would have seen the light. She says, Lav Hainu Diamri, isn't that what I said? Called the Abdi min Shemaya Latav Abdi. That whatever happens, that you do you the best you can. And after that, that's heaven's business. Latav Abdi. The Maral goes into this a little deeper. And he says, once Rabbi Kiva came to that city, and there already was a decree, a heavenly decree on that city, that this would happen. So Rabbi Kiva had walked into that decree. And once you walk into a decree, you can't come out of it so easily. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a miracle to save Rebbe Kiva. So he had to get him out of the city. So he had to make sure that every place was booked up. So he organized there should be a big conference in town and all the hotels taken, so Rebbe Kiva wouldn't find a place to stay. Once he got him out of the city, he was out of the decree. But the Maral says, but you still can't. Once you're in the decree, you can't come out of it scot-free. Has to have some ration, some influence also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away three things from Rabbi Kiva as a temura, as an exchange for what would have happened to him had he been part of the city. He says, a person has a physical body. That's the donkey. Instead of injury coming to his physical body, took the donkey. Then a person has a nefesh. The nefesh is the life of the person, and that rides on the physical body, just like a person rides on the donkey. So in order to save his nefesh, the life of him, he took away the rooster. The rooster is always, in many places, it's similar. It's called actually a gever. The rooster. The gever is known as the man. It's similar to the nefesh order. And then the person has a seichel and intelligence. And in order to avoid injury to his intelligence, he took it out on his light. The seichel is always compared to the ner, to the candle, to the light. See? So when the Rebbe Kiva was saying that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was good, he was saving his life through this. So that's why many times we might want something and we do not get it. We think it's the greatest misfortune. Meanwhile, it could be the greatest fortune to us. Let me just conclude with this story. Once told over before, which I read about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was he was a great gaon in America, Rosh Yeshiva Tor of Das. He was a Rav. He was studying in the Slobodka Yeshiva, and he was a Rav in Slobodka. In Lita. He was from the Gdele Hador, from the leaders of the last generation. But he tells this story on himself. He had a small village where he was a Rav of. But the village was very, very poor. And as his family grew, he didn't have enough panosa, and they couldn't pay him anymore. And he became enormously poor there. Poor in Lita is not poor here. See, it doesn't mean that you can't afford a third car. And poor in Lita means that they didn't have, I think it might have been he had one coat to share between him and his wife. So they became very, very poor to the point where he had to look for another position. But in Lithuania it wasn't easy to get a rabbonus, because Lithuania was churning out rabbonim for the whole world, and every town and city had a whole line of candidates. So he tried and he tried, couldn't get. Finally, there was one last chance. There was an opening, decent parnosa. He went there. The people liked him. The president told him, look, as far as I'm concerned, you got the position. people like you, we got good references on you, but we promise to see one more candidate. But he says, this is nothing, you'll get it. He went home full of joy because he had made up with his wife that if he does not get the position, then he has only one recourse left, and that's to go to America to look for a position. In those days, to go from America to America, first of all, it's an arduous journey of maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks. Secondly, you come to America, you can't speak the language, you are to win, you know. It's a big country. Thirdly, they would go alone. He'd only be able to bring his wife and children maybe a year later, 2 years later, once he would get settled and established. So they would be separated. And who knows what would happen. As it happened, the other candidate got the position. So he says he and his family were heartbroken. He had to start making plans to go to America. He took the long trip, came to New York. He had a friend, a Landsman friend, who was in Seattle, Washington. That's 3,000 miles away. Went from New York to Seattle. There he helped him. He got a position there. Eventually, he was able to bring over, I don't know, for 6 months or 16 months, he was able to bring over his wife and his children. Not long afterwards, the Holocaust took place and wiped out his whole city. He said, had this not happened, he wouldn't be here today. So here you see how something to us, had he gotten that position, the whole town was annihilated. Here you see that something that we can think is the greatest misfortune can be the greatest bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said, Havi Rogel Leimar, a person must teach himself to say, Kol Ma De Ovid, Shemaya De Tav Ovid. Whatever heaven does, that's if heaven does it. Whether it's good or bad in our eyes, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's good.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.